Use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, call it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, get it.
Happy post-Turkey Day, boys and girls. We are sitting here just now recovering from the tryptophan comas we all know and love, while hundreds, even thousands of miles away, the folks at the Large Hadron Collider facility have spurned a stupid religious debate online. Did you see this on device?
No. What's
going on? It's proof of how quickly people can completely derail an intelligent conversation. Of course, we know all about that.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, That Computer Show. This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. On today's episode 114, that means we're 114 years old.
No.
Not at all. The latest tool in the fight against Somali pirates, the Sonic Cannon. Cannon Ryu would be proud. Oh, yeah, Leviticus is already... Sonic Boom! Yeah, no, it shoots giant hedgehogs. That's what it does, yeah. And what do you get when you put a man, an experimental jetpack, and a lot of ocean together?
Oh, wait, I've heard this one. It has to do with a horse, doesn't it?
No.
Oh.
A big splash, that's what. And we'll talk about this. There's a jetpack experiment gone awry. And an experimental nuclear fusion reactor coming to a basement near you. Yes. Makes your whites whiter, your clothes brighter, and makes you glow in the dark.
It's to say.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll have other news of the weird, fun, wild, wacky, illegal on today's episode 114. Kick it, Chris.
I've got Google. Seriously. So, I've got an interesting story here that Register's reporting on, theregister.co.uk. Google and Murdoch, and I don't know if you know who Murdoch is.
He's the guy from the A-Team.
Exactly.
The crazy one.
he's so crazy. No, okay. Rupert Murdoch, Roop as Lee liked to call him, you know, back at the... Yeah, anyway. Rupert Murdoch says that he's going to probably firewall, delist, blacklist, just get off of the list, Google.
What do you mean?
He doesn't want no Google.
He don't want no Google?
He don't want no Google.
Man, no Google's like, you gone.
He wants to unplug.
He's going off the grid?
He doesn't like the bliss. That show is infecting me, man.
Yeah.
That's a great show. Anyway.
That's why you keep scratching that. Anyway, never mind.
That's a rash. There's something.
Oh!
So, Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch, who owns the News Corp, which is Fox News, Wall Street Journal, and things... they are going to be delisting their news sources from Google.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
They would rather have less traffic. We're talking 25% less traffic. And have all of their readers on a subscription to just pay to view their news.
Yeah, this goes back to that article we talked about a few weeks ago. They had that big consortium, like News Corp and all the others got together, and were basically saying that Google is... diluting their ability to make money. It's making them unprofitable because the news... See, if the news is free, then you can get to it from elsewhere.
You could say that. However, I'm reading the article, and it does touch on a couple of interesting things. A, you know, it could be a good thing for Murdoch. You know, they concentrate on their revenue source, which is a subscription service to their news sources. However, also, it's going to cut in. If you cut out Google in 25% of the vitamin energy. I mean,
sorry.
That's Steven always derailing me with the.
No, this is interesting stuff.
Heyo.
Cutting out Google, you're going to cut out 25% of your reader base, whether they be random or not. That's going to cut into your readership retention and.
That's assuming that 25% of readership is paying.
Well, they're not. That's the thing. They're not paying, but they got to your site. Yeah. And if they find good content there, they may want to stay. They may want to pay. Yeah. They may want to sign up. But their Wall Street Journal's basically, their defense in that is that their advertising stream is directed to the people that are paying. Local areas and things like that, and they don't make money from that. So they're basically, they're just going to shun Google. They're going to be off the grid.
Shun the non-believers, Charlie.
So, yes.
Mm.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
I love me some Google, especially with my brand new Google phone.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it in ways that I can't talk about on the air.
Yeah. It's not a scratch.
I just want to say...
I went out on Monday, I believe it was.
Monday.
Went out for dinner.
Got myself a Samsung Moment, the same phone that Steven has, running the Google OS Android.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And I haven't been able to put it down. I'm getting funny looks from my girlfriend because we're sitting there at dinner and we're talking and I'm just kind of punching in things on my Google phone. World of Warcraft Armory. The barcode scanner is so freaking...
The barcode scanner is awesome.
Yeah. I got all kinds of interesting stuff in here. Some of them completely not appropriate for a radio show.
Yeah, probably not.
But very, very cool device. Very open. Very fun.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk about this Large Hadron Collider thing. And I went to device.com, which is one of my favorite sites for finding crap to talk about on this radio show. And the article title is Large Hadron Collider Finally Collides for the First Time. Cool. Because, you know, it just...
Actually, they did have some last year when they turned it on. Was it about 18 months ago?
Yeah.
So they turned it on and actually got some things to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the title is a little misleading.
They've already collided particles before.
Yeah,
very shortly after they did that, the thing overheated.
Yeah.
Wasn't it due to sabotage?
Perhaps? Oh, I can't stand it. I know you planned it. I'm going to set it straight, this Watergate. So, Basically, they have, in record time, because apparently they haven't been able to keep the thing on, they're bringing it up to speed. It looks, sounds like they're kind of doing some diagnostic and just kind of setting the bar, testing and all of that jazz. And honestly, the article's kind of boring. But what's not boring and what is frankly not appropriate for work or this radio show. So if you're listening to this radio show at work, you're fired. Just walk out now. Clean out your desk. Get the hell out of my office. Basically, these people start talking about the God particle and then, oh, religion, blah, blah, blah. In let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In 5 comments, it devolves from an intelligent conversation to a religion, anti-religion bashing conversation. And
like God religion, not like different scientific schools of thought.
Like religion, I can't even say...
I'm not...
Yeah, no, I mean, that's kind of a combination of, like, they're like, oh, there is religion. No, religion is the opiate of the masses and the sheep. And then they're like, I like to eat sheep. And then it's like...
Sheep is pretty good, actually.
Well, I you know, but...
Do you pan saute it in a butter garlic sauce?
It's kind of like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. They go from the pure science, you know, unraveling the mysteries of the universe to... just flinging mud, flinging poo.
That sounds like just about any conversation, honestly, that is a forum style.
It's like that college humor. Say. What is that college humor? Collegehumor.com had the, remember the post?
It was so hilarious.
If a forum, if a bulletin board was a business meeting or whatever, do you know what
first.
I'm talking about? Yeah. We need to watch that again.
Oh, it was hilarious.
But anyway, so that, I was excited about talking about the Great Big Black Hole machine, and then as I'm reading it, it literally just completely devolves. Now it does get back to some science.
I think it's the
Higgs-Boson particle.
Higgs-Boson particle. It doesn't
is
want,
doing it. It's sabotaging it.
Yeah.
Again, I can't stand it. I know you planned it. Wow, that computer show brought to you by the Beastie Boys, apparently. Yeah. Okay. So Large Hadron Collider, Gordon Freeman coming soon to a black hole near you. Next up, the acoustic cannon. Who is it that says sonic boom?
Sonic, isn't that
sonic
Honda?
Boom.
Is that Honda?
Guile. That's Guile. Okay. Yeah. See, I said Ken and Ryu.
Huh. Honda does the little really fast.
Yeah, he does like the fat fat fap a thousand slap thing. Wow. Yoga flame. So, okay, again on device. The acoustic cannon used to fend off Somali pirates. Apparently, the long-range acoustic device really needs a better name, although it's the LRAD. It is a non-lethal weapon capable of cranking out enough decibels to damage hearing and screw up somebody's vision. We have 5 minutes left. Or are you just saying?
He's just trying to give you a high five. He's like, I want some skin.
Give me hard so the people at home can hear it. That's right. You just hit the mic. Come on. Okay. I'm pretty sure that we're never going to be on the air with these kind of shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. Some of the ships are utilizing these non-lethal weapons too.
Didn't we hear about this pretty early on in our show's
is that a pun? Didn't we hear about the acoustic weapon?
Yeah. This happened, what was it, almost 2 years ago? Or it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, the Seabourn Spirit.
They fended the boat off with it was like a small boat of pirates that were coming up, and they started shooting. They just pointed this loudspeaker thing at them.
Yeah.
And started playing Rick Astley. And
it's basically that scene from Back to the Future where he cranks it to 11, and he hits it, and it shoots him across the room.
Yeah.
Heavy. Yeah.
Except they were probably playing with Rick Astley.
Yeah, instead of, what is it?
Never gonna give you up.
Oh, the pirates. Let's go. Run.
Run away. Run away.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just think of the scene in Monty Python's.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if we're going to talk about any real news today.
They start flinging things at them, cows.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I have one. This is interesting. I don't know if you've ever heard of Eric Estavillo.
Is that like... No, I
He...
It makes me think of Eric with a sombrero on.
When I first read this, I thought it was Emilio Estevez. I was just scanning. It's like, Emilio Estevez? He's in the news again? But no, Emilio Estevez is not in the news again.
Oh, is this the music guy?
No, this is the I'm going to sue you because I haven't a life guy.
Oh.
Eric Estavillo, he's made a name for himself by suing just about every computer and video game company he can get his lawsuit hands on. I'm reading this right from Switched.com. This is regarding... His latest endeavor, he's sued Microsoft, seeking $75,000 for his Red Ring of Death.
Did he win? Does he win any of them?
No. He asked Nintendo for $5,000. He sued them for $5,000 in damages when a firmware disabled his Wii Homebrew channel.
He's hacked. Wow. Okay.
Balls of steel. He sued Sony over being banned from the PlayStation Network. His latest endeavor. His largest to date, he's trying to hit up Blizzard for $1 million over deceitful business practices. Basically, he claims that the game intentionally employs slow gameplay mechanics in order to drag out games and consequently increase subscription profits. Specifically, he complains that transportation in the game is unnecessarily slow.
Did he play Star Wars Galaxies waiting for a shuttlecraft?
Oh,
really?
It gets better.
You remember how that was?
It gets better, though. He's actually subpoenaed Martin Lee Gore of Depeche Mode, the lead singer of Depeche Mode, and Winona Ryder to testify on his behalf. Supposedly, the lead singer of Depeche Mode, he's subpoenaed because he is, quote, sad and lonely and alienated, as can be seen in the songs he writes. While Winona Ryder was tapped because she shares Estavio's appreciation of Catcher in the Rye.
What does this have to do with World of Warcraft?
This guy's nuts. Oh, okay.
But what's killing... You know what?
He says here that...
this is so lame.
In addition to the $1 million in damages, the suit asks that the court force Blizzard to make changes to WoW in order to address his complaint about game speed. It goes on and on. Basically, this poor kid is blaming World of Warcraft and his antisocial behavior. He's blaming it on the game. It's like... He doesn't want to turn out like Sean. Sean Woolley, an EverQuest gamer who took his own life in 2001.
What's sad is we just spent minutes of our lives talking about this tool.
I know, man.
Wow. Okay, that is it for round one. That computer show will be back after the break as we get ready for round two. And with Black Friday come and gone, we wonder, is it even really worth it? And... The national ego shortage, who is to blame, and exactly how can we punish them?
Lego my ego.
And in unrelated news, Toyota to recall over 3 million gas pedals, leaving cars standing still. Stay tuned, that computer show will be right back.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Real cream, real cream, real cream. Real cream, a little dab will do ya. Real cream, you look so debonair. Real cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
tables for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
I lost more than 80 pounds using Watermark Hypnosis, right here in Columbia. I tried a lot of diets over the years and lost some weight, but I just gained it all back. Then I needed knee surgery, but my doctor said I had to lose weight first. I had a size 46 waist when I went to Watermark. Now I'm down to a size 34. The hypnotist at Watermark taught me what and when to eat. For the first time, I completely understood my binge eating, and they helped me change my habits. I have no question that I can reach my goal weight and stay there. Losing weight through Watermark Hypnosis has also made me healthier. I sleep better, and I take less asthma medicine now. I had my knee surgery and even used hypnosis to alleviate pain afterward. Watermark Hypnosis works.
It really does. Call Watermark today at 750-2000 for your free consultation. Lose weight and feel better today. Call 750-2000 on the web at watermarkcolumbia.com.
We're going to do it. Yeah.
Five dollar foot long.
That's not, no. It's five. $5 foot. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 5 second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temptalicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong!
An ant is born. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Queen 1032-40-E is gorged on nutrient paste and resting comfortably following today's successful delivery of a beautiful ant larva designated GW-4003-F. According to ant doctors, the 1,000th of an ounce newborn ant has an excellent chance of surviving the larval and pupal stages and maturing into adulthood to become a productive food-gathering worker. A special day. This is Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Pick up the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
And we are back with more of That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. Okay, so earlier in the show I asked, what do you get when with a priest, a rabbi, and a pickle? No, sorry, it's a jetpack, water, something. Anyway,
did we talk about this jetpack thing last year?
I don't know if this is... Yeah, well, we kind of did. Okay.
What's the guy's name? What John Jacob Jingleheimer. No, his name is my name, too.
But it's old as new on that computer show.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yves Rossi, known as Jetman. Yeah, we talked about him last year. He did the channel. He flew over the channel.
And that thing that just shot water out of us, it was a water jet pack.
Oh, that was a different one.
That he was in the water, it sucked up some water, and then shot it out of the bottom of the thing.
No, that's a completely different jetpack. That was a hydro jetpack. Because like you can go to resorts and do that one. This is like a full on. Check this picture.
I bought my phone too soon.
Oh, really?
Google's okay, anyway, going to take over, man.
So this is a real jetpack, and he flew across the channel a while back. He was going. This was going to be the first intercontinental jetpack flight. It's about 23 miles. He was going to go from Tangier in Morocco to Tarifa in Spain. It's about 23 miles, yeah.
On just jet?
On a backpack jet, like a jet, yeah. And it's only a mile longer than his previous flight over the English Channel. Now, he preserved fuel by jumping out of a plane. So he's like on his jetpack.
So it's sort of like skydiving.
But with jetpacks.
But with a jetpack.
But
does he actually have like wings?
Yeah, look. He looks like a little F-16 from behind. He's so cute. He's so cute. He's a little jetpack.
Take that, Iron Man.
Yeah, but he ate it. He had to splash down in the Mediterranean Sea. The jet and the man are both apparently okay.
What happened? What happened?
I don't know, man. But you gotta have a pair. You gotta have a pair.
Cast iron.
Yeah, steel. He went over the Mediterranean at 130 miles per hour with a jet engine strapped to your back.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I he looks like he's gonna try it again in the new year, and I wish him luck here at that computer show and that computer store. If there's anything we can do, you know what he needed? A mana potion. He could have just flapped his wings the last mile on the mana pot, man. God, these things are amazing, man. Kind of cool. Anyway.
Okay, in other news, mana potion is now made illegal.
Oh, goodness.
The DEA is going to come here and, like, wondering what the heck we're on.
Yeah. Yeah, I was describing to somebody, like, remember the first time we drank mana potions? We were at Sam's and we were afraid to drive.
did Siler Dupree tell you?
Siler Dupree?
Yeah, his mom.
Yeah, you said you...
I pushed a mana potion onto his mom, and she took it, and she's going to go to a football game.
The Carolina-Clemson game, right?
Yeah, man. They're gonna
She's going to probably win the game for USC.
She's going to win the game from the stands. Yeah, okay, so I stumbled upon this earlier today, and I didn't really read the whole article because, well, darn it, I'm kind of jealous. I just bought this moment, the Samsung moment.
A moment ago. Yeah, you just got it a moment ago.
On Monday. And here I read that Google is going to create not just a Google-branded phone, but 2 weeks ago we talked about how they bought a phone company.
Uh-oh.
So you have Google-branded phone, Google Voice, plus Gizmo 5, which is the phone company they bought. Google is gearing up for an all-out assault on the mobile phone market that will include, of course, their handset, their phone service with unlimited free calls.
Period.
Take that, Batman. They're going to be the first company that owns all of it, the hardware, the software, and the service with guns blazing.
I think this is a terrible idea.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a terrible idea for a number of reasons. One, they're just now making huge inroads into the mobile phone market. And they're suddenly going to slap the developers in. They're basically going to slap the phone providers in the face just as their phones are gaining enough momentum to have an established foothold in the market. I think that it's too soon. Now, granted, this is clearly a move on Google's part to take over the world.
I think it's going to be great. Now, granted, when I say free unlimited calls, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a subscription service to their service.
They have to be, yeah.
And I don't know if it's really going to cut that much into AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint as far as, you know, really making them angry. I think it's just going to add to the competition.
Well, do you
currently we all pay too much for our cell phone service?
Do you think that as a insert crappy telephone company name here customer, you having a Google phone, do you think that they're going to continue to push and offer Google phones as the next big thing when the next logical step as a consumer is to take your Google phone and then go and use the Google service?
Well, right now, some of the advantages of the Google phones, the Android phones, the cost to create the phones is less.
They're cheap, yeah.
Because you are basically creating what amounts to a handheld PC
right.
running Linux, so you don't have to pay for the operating system.
Well, the Winmo, but in fairness, the Winmo operating system is only like $5 or $10.
But you do have to pay Microsoft to distribute it. You do have to pay for their API. You have to.
$1,000 for the API. It's $5 per license.
I'm pretty sure that Samsung has to pay a lot more than that to develop their Winmo phones. It's a business model for Microsoft. They wouldn't make it that cheap. And the same holds true for Apple. They have to have a development company and development team to develop the iPhone app. The iPhone operating system. With the Android phones, you have an unlimited number of phones that can use this. As far as the open market, anybody can create a phone and run it. They're on Android on it.
Right.
So I don't see that you're going to see a less number of phones running Android. I don't think carriers are going to stop, because if the consumers want the phones, the carriers are going to have them.
But at some point, I think the carriers are going to realize that you're putting the handset of a competitor into your customers' hands. I don't know.
Samsung makes phones for AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint.
Well, that is true. That is true. But
as does HTC.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think the biggest thing is it's going to try and break the mold, break the model that we have in the United States, where you pick your phone by your service. You pick your service, and then you pick your phone. Or you pick your service
because of the phone.
We've been griping about that for years. They don't do that in the UK, for example, in England, and in Europe, rather. It's you pick your service, you pick a phone, and you can pick what's best for you. So
now I am a hypocrite. I'm not going to lie, because I'm using a Google phone, and I think Google's taking over the world, man. So I am Google to take over the phone market and soon the world. That's a good headline. So I mean, I'm torn, but I'm going to fight back.
Not rip torn.
No, I'm not. No. Nor am I Tiny Tim. I'm going to fight back with a nuclear fusion.
For the tulips.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear about this Lawrenceville plasma physics, the focus fusion research reactor?
Burning off bacteria off your skin? Oh, different plasma. Okay.
Whoa. This is...
All right, Joey.
Okay, I'm just going to read this. Whoa. Lawrenceville Plasma Physics Incorporated debuted their Focus Fusion 1 Dense Plasma Focus Research Reactor in mid-October after nearly 8 years of research and building. In the blink of an eye, this freezer-sized nuclear fusion demo machine can push more than 100 gigawatts of power through a space smaller than a pinpoint.
I wonder what his grandmother thought about that. You know, Joey? He did this in his basement, right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Joey.
No, he did this in his basement. He probably still lives with his grandmother.
Yeah. She's probably the one that bankrolled his entire company.
Yeah,
but
out of the little jars in her bedroom.
Yeah, had money up under her. So but anyway, the Focus Fusion 1, its byproduct is helium.
Oh, which we need more of, actually.
Hey, how you doing?
We actually, I read about this earlier in the a couple of months ago, rather. We're losing our helium.
Really?
Oh yeah, man.
Where's it going?
Out into outer space.
Oh,
helium is so light. That our gravity really can't hold on to it.
Crap.
Our dense air pushes it up.
Put it in the balloons.
And we do. We put it in balloons. We put it in things. But helium is such a small atom. It's very tiny.
Yeah.
It will escape through most materials. You have to replenish your balloons and replenish your and the world's helium supply
is
dwindling out.
Wow.
So unless we come up with a way to create it.
I got one right here.
With fusion reaction.
It'll create energy and helium, two things we all need.
In all honesty, the only way to produce helium is unless you have your own personal star, which we do. We have, you know, Sol. It's a couple million miles away.
Yeah, it's kind of far. It's a drive.
So if we have helium production here on Earth, then we can have us some helium.
Huh. Yeah, so a nuclear fission reactor, our plant, costs billions of dollars, requires a community willing to have one and then glow in the dark. The Focus Fusion 1 is only supposed to cost a few hundred thousand dollars and...
Be be about as big as a Frigidaire.
Yeah, the land footprint is about the size of like a basement. It's a water heater size. And it makes helium. So, you know what? We need to call these guys. It's a twofer. They're not marketing this thing correctly at all.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. Just do that.
You know what they need to do? Oh, my gosh. Somebody patent what I'm about to say and give me money. They need to get with Party City and put these in the back of all the Party Cities so that you refill your balloons. They're generating electricity for, like, Harbison and filling balloons for parties.
Excellent.
I am a genius. I am pretty sure that I am a genius. As Chris rolls his eyes. You gotta admit, it's pretty clever.
Oh. I don't have to admit it.
No. So what is this ego shortage thing? What is the deal here?
I joked earlier when you talked about, I haven't eaten an ego since I was like 10.
It's funny, every time I go, because I'm actually eating whole wheat Eggos, the ones with strawberry. That's like Emmy's breakfast right now, and we love them. But when you go to grocery stores, they have a thing. They're like, we apologize. The Eggo supply is critically low, blah, blah, blah.
I heard they're taking Eggos off the market, and they're not going to make them anymore.
Oh, that's garbage.
That's garbage. That's a rumor. And
that's a rumor purported by their competitors.
What is it about Eggos? Why are they running out of the egg or the O?
Interestingly enough, it has to do with global warming.
Okay, but didn't those leaked emails just say that wasn't, you know? Oh wait, that was a lie. Okay,
Apparently, global warming, production problems at key Kellogg facilities are directly related to the epic flooding that recently plagued the area. That flooding has in turn been linked to a warming climate. Bum bum bum. What are you doing? There's two G's in Ego Leviticus. Come on.
Lego, my ego.
Lego, my ego. So yeah, so basically, they're talking about now. There's a rumor that there's a rumor from ABC News that says another plant was shut down because of potentially harmful listeria bacteria. I just like the way listeria bacteria. I like saying it. But I don't know. It looks like this is a perfect storm, a trifecta of crises that has virtually paralyzed Eggo production worldwide.
I mean, I find it very silly.
I like Eggos. I really don't eat them that often.
Within a few months, they'll figure out another way. They'll make the stuff out of soy if they have to. Actually.
Tofu Eggos.
Put down your whole wheat Eggos and try our new soy Eggos.
Soygos.
Soy, yeah.
Legos. No, Legos is a toy. Oh, crap.
Oh,
Eggo Legos?
Eggo my Lego. Yeah, so I'm just saying, I really don't know that people need to be freaking out. Make your own waffles. Go to Waffle House. They got to be loving this right now, right?
They're getting free advertisement. Did you do anything on Black Friday? Did you go shopping at all?
I think I bought something here.
I worked. I didn't go out, and I wouldn't. And Walmart actually is doing something different this year. They're not really just doing the Black Friday thing. Last year, I think it was, or the year before, they did the whole Black Friday thing, and somebody got killed, trampled on. And this year, they decided to extend all of their sales past Friday, so to kind of spread it out.
Yeah, it's interesting you mention this. I have a theory.
Yeah. He always has a theory, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay.
Today's theory is.
Now, it's not, I haven't completely formulated this hypothesis. It's more of a hypothesis than a theory. But frequently, an experiment is affected by the participant's knowledge of the potential outcome, right? So if they know what you're experimenting, that's why you have control groups.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that the world and the industry has figured out that Black Friday really is what props up the entire retail world, it's going to destroy the phenomenon known as Black Friday.
Good.
Probably, yeah. But we're starting Black Friday's like online. This whole like Black Friday sale thing. We'll talk about this after the break. You're listening to Stephen and Chris on That Computer Show. Second segment's over. Third one's coming. Blah, blah, blah. Stay tuned or else we'll find you. We will. That Computer Show will be right back.
San Francisco comes.
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes. Now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
This is Internet Radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. But there are those that want it gone. There are people who want to take this all away from you. They say that by hearing their product over the internet that they're getting cheated out of millions of dollars. Let's see, you hear their music and decide to buy it. How does that cheat them? You like their product and choose to spend money on it, and that cheats them how? In a free world, people are supposed to have a choice about where they get their entertainment, and your independent internet broadcaster is being threatened by big money conglomerates who demand you do it their way. If you want a free internet radio community, you need to take some positive action now. Not tomorrow, now. Send an email to copyinfo@loc.gov. That is copyinfo, copyinfo, at loc.gov. Tell the Librarian of Congress that the World Wide Web is for all people, broadcasters and listeners alike, who are entitled to enjoy this new technology without the threat of the extortion that the big money music interests are proposing. Small internet broadcasters simply cannot afford to pay an inflated per song, per listener fee, and you want the free expression of music as art to remain just that, free for all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frederick Mall, co-owner of Watermark Hypnosis. It's 2009 and we're celebrating our third anniversary in our location right here in Columbia's Vista. I started Watermark because hypnosis works. I lost 45 pounds and got rid of chronic back pain myself using hypnosis. And we're excited that our satisfied clients tell their friends and family about their successes.
Watermark hypnotists are nationally board certified and hypnosis instructors. They have the credentials and experience you can count on to succeed.
We're not an out-of-town act. We don't do a one-time show in a hotel room and then leave town the next day. We live here, and we're committed to seeing you succeed. You can rely on our professionalism and expertise.
Call Watermark today at 803-750-2000 for a free consultation. Watermark Hypnosis is the local name you can trust to help you lose weight, stop smoking, reduce stress, improve your golf or tennis game, and develop more positive, healthy habits. Call Watermark at 750-2000 or visit us on the web at watermarkcolumbia.com.
Ritalin cures the next Picasso. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Area 7-year-old Douglas Castellano's unbridled energy and creativity are no longer a problem thanks to the miracle drug Ritalin. Pediatrician Dr. Erwin Schrager.
This wonderful drug comes as a great relief after years of failed attempts to stop Douglas's uncontrollable bouts of creative self-expression.
Castellano's parents report that the formerly hyperactive boy no longer tries to draw all the time. He has settled down and is showing a healthy interest in television. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Pick up the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it.
All right, that computer show is back. That last Onion article was, that was intriguing. Yeah. Okay, what were we talking about? Black Friday being stupid, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because the ads used to be a closely guarded secret.
They used to be, yeah. And then you had this site online that would leak certain ads.
Right.
And that was a couple of years ago. And then it turned out that one of the sites that leaked the ads, it was a Best Buy ad, and I was actually working for the tag at the time, and we were told kind of that we leaked our ad on purpose.
Yeah, because
it generated so much hype, and people knew.
Yeah.
They camped out. Do you know that Thursday evening, there were people already setting up camp at around 3 p.m. Thursday afternoon. Thursday afternoon, on Thanksgiving at 3 p.m.
Weren't some stores open on Thanksgiving? It was like the pre-Black Friday, Brown Thursday, turkey beige sale.
I don't know, man. I think people are starting to really lose touch with what this whole holiday season is about.
Presents, Kyle.
Exactly. Jewish.
Now, we work in retail, so, I mean, I get it. This is the season that keeps a lot of retail businesses going while sales suck the rest of the year. And with the global downturn and the economic recession and all of that jazz, it's more important than ever to keep our artificially propped up consumer nation running.
Well, but I don't know. I don't know how many Air Force members sat out front of Walmart's to buy them because they really, really, really want to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
It's better on PC, Air Force. Come on.
Yeah, it's much better. Actually, they're going to use the 2200 PlayStation 3s for something the PlayStation really excels at because it sucks as a game. I'm talking about distributed computing.
Artificial intelligence?
A Beowulf cluster. Basically, you take the PlayStation 3s, you tie them together, a bunch of Velcro and cables. No, seriously.
Like turkey twine.
And because of the Cell Broadband Processor Engine, the really cool processors that make the PlayStation 3 so damn difficult to program for, make it one of the greatest ingredients for a cheap supercomputer.
Yeah, it's cheaper than a Xeon, cheaper than all of these other commercially available products.
A single PS3, which costs less than a single Xeon Blade server, stomps a blade server as far as raw floating point computational power.
Yeah, it can do your math homework faster than your AP calculus teacher.
Yes. So they're going to, they've been awarded £2 million, £2 million clams. They're going to put this on Uncle Sam's,
the GSA credit card,
the Visa there. Visa Titanium.
The Visa Black. And, no, that's the American Express Black, isn't it?
And they're gonna build themselves one really, really, really big, badass supercomputer. Or they're really just going to play Modern Warfare 2.
It's the largest Modern Warfare. Yeah, they're going to hack.
We need some tactical training. We're using dual P90s. We've got to figure out...
what is up? And I'm just... Dark Angel, I know you're listening.
We're gonna bust him, man.
All right, we have one gamer who he's level like 30 something, and he has not fired a bullet.
This isn't Dark Angel. This is
I'm not gonna name any names, David. But all he does is uses the knife, and it. You know, I think it's infuriating when I'm the one getting killed by it. But
I hate him.
But it's kind. I think it's kinda cool.
Kind of behavior because I'm always the one who's like I'm getting killed. I'm getting kills left and right. I'm dead? What? And you see the replay, and it's some joker who's just running.
He just sneaks up on you, cuts you, stabs you in the foot, you're dead.
This dude's sneaking. He's just running right at you. You're like, but that guy, he was...
But then we got this other guy, Dark Angel, I'm looking at you, who is... It's not cheating, but it probably should be. He's dual-wielding extremely fast submachine guns that really...
And then he has a perk that makes them even faster.
That makes them even faster.
So it's like super duper.
He's got lead in his pencil, man. from a gaming perspective, he's like, I got 63 kills and 3 deaths. This is not, you're cheating. Yeah. All right, cheaty cheaterton. Although we did find out how to have more than one soldier.
How do you do that?
I'll talk to you after the show because I'm pretty sure it's a violation of terms of service. But it's not a hard thing to do. But it's how people are cheating.
Sorry.
But what?
As a, what cereal should I eat flowchart?
C-3PO's. Those were awesome, dude.
You have to not live in Australia. Be Marty McFly.
What?
Well, the first question is, are you Australia? Are you in Australia? Because there's only one right answer to that. You have to eat Weet-Bix. I have no idea what that is. But it's gross. I mean, these are the people who have, who made Vegemite.
You know, speaking, I was going to make fun of Australians. Let me find that. Hold on.
Because they sound funny.
Too right.
Throwing shrimp on Barbies.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know. My sister had Barbies when she was a kid.
Yeah, they smell gross if you put shrimp on them. Okay, Australian government proposes internet panic button for kids. Now, I kind of think this is a good idea, but then it's a stupid implementation of a good idea.
That sounds like Australia.
Too right. Okay, children, and we talk to parents about this all the time, children who feel bullied, harassed, or messed with online, chat rooms and stuff like that, they get made fun of. What do you...
The flowchart is hilarious.
All right, come on. Basically, the Australian government has a plan, working with the Cyber Safety Working Group, wants to put a panic button on PCs that would instantly connect children with police or child protection groups. The Australian Internet Censorship Advocate, Hetty Save the Children Johnson, says the internet needs something like 000 or 911 or whatever, And citing claims that 1 in 4 children are sexually abused on the or by the internet, which that's weird. But now here's the thing.
You think I'm laughing at you, but this chart is...
I know, you're laughing at the chart. The button, this is a quote, the button shall look like a friendly dolphin who will connect the child victim instantly to police. What? A dolphin? Really?
This is Australia.
Control-Alt-Dolphin.
What? Look at the dolphin.
Exactly. How many false positives? Yeah, the kids are going to realize when you press the dolphin, lights flash outside.
What happens when they find a real one?
A dolphin. It should be like Nemo or Crash from Finding Nemo
or a police car.
But because what's going to happen is these little kids are going to grow up with these Fisher Price. The dolphin says 911. How can we help you? What? It's just not a good idea.
Gonna look like dolphins. Or the 911 button is
going to
be a dolphin.
The 911 button. Yeah. So quick, call dolphin. It's just Australians.
I want to be a That'd be the coolest special forces team ever.
That would be a pretty cool special forces team.
Team Dolphin. Team. We use weapons. We use
snouts and sonar and fleshy head things that. Whatever. Okay. Wow. Okay. Oh! Man pleads guilty to selling fake chips to U.S. Navy. Frito-Lay up in arms. Okay. This guy, Neil Falahi of Newport Coast, California, has pleaded guilty to conspiracy and counterfeit goods trafficking for his role in a chip counterfeiting scam. Basically, he, his wife, and her brother operated microchip brokerage companies under a variety of names, Red Hat Distributors, Force One Electronics, and Pentagon Component. They would buy counterfeit chips from China and sell them to the Navy and an unnamed vacuum cleaner manufacturer in the Midwest.
It looks like here he was passing off bogus versions of Intel, VIA, STMicro, Analog Devices.
Do you think this has anything to do with our article from a couple years ago talking about counterfeit chips in naval security computers? And
probably.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's not just about the Fritos, people. Not just about the Fritos. This is bad.
Yeah.
There was also the thing we talked about, the thing with Cisco, a bunch of Cisco routers had back doors on chip hardware.
Yeah, because it was they were actually counterfeit either routers or routers that had counterfeit components inside. Yeah, yes.
From China.
They were being bugged.
Wow. Did you hear about the guy with Asperger's that hacked the Navy?
Oh, we talked about that a while back ago, yeah.
Yeah, they've been having a fight to extradite this guy.
Yeah, he's in the UK, right?
Yeah, he's British. What's that?
Spell Asperger's.
A-S... No, not two S's. Asperger's, not Asperger's. Gosh.
Notepad does not have spell check.
Yeah, Asperger's. No, not Asperger's. Asperger's. We're going to have a problem with that one. Yeah, he's going to be extradited.
Wikipedia, my friend. Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. It looks like he's lost his final judicial review. His extradition to the United States must proceed forthwith. Yeah, he's about to get owned.
Federal pound me in the...
Federal pound me in the Asperger's prison. The problem... problem is, okay, I know the gentleman has Asperger's. The problem is he hacked the Navy as well as a number of other, allegedly hacked the Navy and
just
another.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Well, he was looking for aliens. He was looking for the secret alien cover-up from the U.S. government.
We know somebody like that.
Who do we know? Oh, that's right! Top secret, red, orange, triple threat clearance people.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, because the grays are really real.
And they're beside you.
I'd just put them in.
Using dual P90s.
Right.
So.
What if that's what aliens use?
Dual P90s?
Just P90s in their,
I don't know.
Just giant P90s.
Well, there is life on Mars.
And we're not just talking about the really good British TV show,
yeah,
really
no.
sucky American version.
Yeah, what was up with that, man?
The British just do that kind of stuff better.
It's because they don't have. It's because it's. I don't know. It's a tax thing, I think. Where was that? Life on Mars. Oh yeah. Okay. In 1996, David McKay of NASA's Johnson Space Center proposed that a chunk of Martian rock found in Antarctica. Called ALH-84001.
They got to come up with better names for that stuff.
Yeah, call it like
Charlie,
Herman, Rocky. See? Yeah.
Yo, Adrian!
There's Martians. Yeah, it contained possible signs of past life on the red planet. There were complex carbon-based molecules and microscopic objects shaped like bacteria. And, of course, that was disputed and said, well, that's BS. And now a fresh analysis says that he might be right. But then there are people that say he's wrong. So, there's life on Mars, but it never existed.
Very interesting.
That's really all I'm taking from this article. But do you think there's life on Mars? Do you think at some point there has been some form of life on Mars?
I mean, I don't doubt it. I mean, the
Transformers not included, because we all know they've been there.
The makeup of the materials on the planet and the planet's history suggests that it was Earth-like at one point. But that was so long ago that anything that was alive there, unfortunately, didn't make it. So
you don't think they're hiding underground in Martian colonies waiting to take over and suck our brains out?
It's possible.
It is possible. It's improbable.
It's highly improbable.
But it's possible.
Well, Einstein said nothing's impossible, only highly improbable. Of course, you know, he was kind of eclectic.
Yeah, he's kind of crazy.
We liked him that way, though.
I like his hair.
Do you know they have his brain in a jar?
They do not.
They do?
They do?
Yeah, they studied it.
What did they have? What, like, oh, this looks like a brain.
They found out that Einstein's brain?
Yeah.
It was just like any other brain. It's just gray and kind of smelly, wrinkly.
What does a brain smell like? Don't answer that, because I'm... Okay, Toyota to recall 3.8M vehicles to reshape and replace pedals. I think that M means million, probably. And I got one of these cars, and I'm a little... peeved. I got a Prius, and I keep, there's all this stuff about the formats or blah, 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 blah. Looks like they're going to this Avalon camera, Prius, Tacoma, some Lexuses. Basically, they're going to fix the gas pedals because, I don't know, something happens, the floor mat comes up, and...
I have an answer.
What? Oh, no.
It smells like onions.
Ew, really?
Like a sour onion. Yeah, that's what your brain smells like.
I'm going to throw up on you.
Like sour cream and onion.
Ew.
Onion. That's been sitting out too long.
You realize we just lost every listener we had?
It's what your brain smells like.
You know, I kind of want Fritos and sour cream and onion dip now.
we could just call it brain sauce.
Oh!
Yes.
Score.
Right. Okay. You were talking about something that wasn't disgusting?
Yeah, but, you know, not really concerned about it anymore. Basically, they've got to fix a whole bunch of gas pedals so people will stop crashing into each other and dying in a fiery flame of flaminess.
I mean, honestly, if your floor mat gets caught in your gas pedal...
Turn your car off, man.
Yeah,
did you know that if you hold the power button for your Prius down for 4 seconds, it hard powers off the car? That way they sent me the recall notice. They said, press the P, and if it doesn't go into neutral, hold down the power button for 4 seconds.
Like any other computer.
Just like any other computer. I'm going to go reboot my Prius. You'll have to excuse me.
I'm going
to
read the What Should I Eat cereal flowchart.
Yeah. All right, people. That is all for this episode of That Computer Show. It is time for us to go shop, eat more turkey, and sleep it off. Or
I'm going
to
kill some zombies.
Or we're going to go blow stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with more of That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Look us up at TCS Joe. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you've been listening to That Computer Show.